This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Tucker, WWO, quickly to Parish President Cynthia Lee Sheng from Jefferson Parish. First of all, Madam President, kudos. You did the right thing yesterday. I'm totally with you.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you for that.
Now, what's up? What do you got going on?
We have some exciting news, really, really exciting news, obviously, with Argus having to cancel yesterday, and we've been working closely with them, but and working closely with the St. Patrick's Parade. We're going to be able to have Argus on Metairie Road with the St. Patrick's Day Parade on March 16th. So that will be a one-time historic event. Argus has never ridden on the Metairie Road Parade route, and it'll just be a really exciting event having Mardi Gras meet St. Patrick's Day celebration. So everybody be on the lookout for more information about that. But we want to really thank the St. Patrick's Parade Committee for welcoming the crew of Argus on their day. And we want to finish off our Mardi Gras celebrations and give the crew of Argus riders, their ride. So the sheriff's office has been working with us, Councilman Liljeburg, it's his district. So we've been on the phone a lot, but that's some really exciting news that we were able to announce today. And really, I think it's going to be very popular.
Do you have? I think it is too, especially going down that route. Do you have any time frame yet, Madam President, or not?
We did, but I think just with the lineup and everything, I'd rather not. Like, I want to give them.
Sure.
The time. So we'll definitely, we have until March 16th. We'll give you more details, but I think it's been some kind of crazy phone calls over the past couple of days, but I want to thank the St. Patrick's Parade Committee for just, being together with this community and welcoming everybody. So,
How about the trucks? Anything on them? Somebody texted in?
The trucks with the crew of, we'll look at the trucks
Elks
for the
crew?
Elks crew of Jefferson's to Irish Italian Parade, yeah.
So, all right, so it'd be a different route, but
we'll announce that we're talking to them. We've offered them that, so we'll see. We'll make an announcement on that. But we want to work with everybody who lost their ride yesterday.
You did the right thing. It's going to be an awesome day. The only thing now is decent weather that we need, and that's going to be
we need good weather that day.
Yes, on March 16th.
We need good weather that day.
I predict perfect
March
weather
16th.
On March 16th.
Mardi Gras and St. Patrick's Day celebration in a unique once in a lifetime. Celebration.
And I am hereby Cynthia Lee Sheng granting a dispensation to anybody who gave up anything for Lent for that Sunday, March 16th.
Okay. All right. Thank you,
Thank you for
Tommy.
Calling in. You bet.
Thank you.
Back in a flash,
right.
WWL.
Thanks.